This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Love Hour podcast. I am your host, Miss Kev on stage, and Kevin is not here. He is in Atlanta shooting the food show that we have coming out on the Kev on Stage Studios app later on this year. If you don't have the app, I'm not quite sure what you're doing with your life, but you should get it together. So we're going to make this a four women only episode. If you're unfamiliar with the four women only series that I did, it wasn't in 2020, so it must have been in 2019 where I had like four OBGYNs come on, and we talked about your period, and we talked about PCOS, and we talked about just everything. We talked about your anatomy, child. We talked about everything. And so today's episode will be kind of along the same lines, and we have a very, very special guest who I am super excited to talk to, because you guys are fully aware of the change in my life that was the result of using menstrual cups. And so we have, yes, the founder, the CEO herself, Miss Lauren Wong, and she is the CEO, founder, creator of the Flex Fit Cup and Disc. Welcome, Lauren.
Hi, thanks. I'm so excited to be here. And just for the record, I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. So this is just, I'm here to answer questions. I'm here to hear all of your fears and your worries. And I can't solve global warming, but maybe I can solve some other anatomy questions that you might have.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. So let's just get into who you are, like getting into the business of menstrual products, period, is kind of like, you have to have some sort of motivation. So what's your story? How did you get into this world, this business?
Yeah, totally. So I'm originally from a small town outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and I went to college in Atlanta. And I grew up in a very, conservative evangelical household, right? Where my parents didn't really talk a lot about vaginas or periods or anything like that. And I had this very personal problem for about 15 years, where after every period, I would get a terrible yeast infection. I mean, like the worst yeast infection. And for 15 years of my life, I was just trying different types of things. I became a vegetarian. I started using that laundry detergent that doesn't smell good anymore. I like the Tide, right? I went to the free and clear. Girl, I tried everything. I changed my soap. I started wearing granny panties. Nothing solved my yeast infection problems. None of the medicines that you get at CVS or anything was helping. And my background is just in marketing. And I think because I'm the oldest of five kids and my family didn't have a lot of money growing up, that I was just hustling my way, working during the day, going to school at night to get my college degree and to put myself through school. And becoming an entrepreneur was really like the furthest thing from my mind, right? I'm super risk averse. I'm like, whatever, but.
Lauren, we might be the same person.
Really?
As I'm hearing your story, I'm like, wow, is she the ivory to my ebony? Cause like.
Well, we're going to have to catch up with a tea after this. I want to hear more about that, but. So yeah, I just, you know, being an entrepreneur wasn't really my thing, but I think when I moved to Silicon Valley in 2011, I had this nurse practitioner who said, I'm not writing another prescription for yeast infection medication for you until you quit using tampons. And I'm like, what the what? Like, what am I supposed to use? I love my Tampax Pearl. Like, I'm a Pearl girl all the way with the braided thing. And she's like, you need to use something else. And I started doing research. There's nothing else on the market. And it led me to this multi-year quest to try different products from all over the world. I ended up trying more than 30 period products from all over the world. Wow. Over the span of a few years. And through this trial and error, I started having conversations with my girls, like, are any of y'all getting like yeast infections? Like, it was this really embarrassing. Do y'all love your tampons? Like, do you love your pad? Like, do you notice that when you pee, like the string gets all wet and it smells in your underwear's room, you're going on a date and you're like, oh. So through these conversations, ended up having these like dinners in my tiny 400 square foot apartment in San Francisco, mm-hmm. where girls would come over and we'd all dish about our periods, dish about our bodies, dish about dating and everything. And it grew into this viral thing where people are like, oh, you got to go over to Lauren's house. You can talk all about periods. And I had two fourth degree, like people out of state strangers text me and ask me for, to order my period product. And I'm like, I don't have a period product. What are you talking about? Like, I've got this like corporate marketing job, like just trying to mind my own business. So, long story short, you know, I heard from people over and over again that they hate their periods. Mm-hmm. They feel uncomfortable. They feel like they smell, they feel gross. They feel like they can't do normal activities. They don't want to go out on a first date. They don't want to get it on their honeymoon or on their wedding. Periods are just uncomfortable and very disruptive to our lives. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, Melissa, full stop, not one single person is like, oh, it's my period product. They're like, it's my body. It's my fault. And to me, that was just heartbreaking, because if you really could create the better product experience, you start stripping away all that discomfort and all of the embarrassment and all of the negative things that we typically associate with our periods. And so it was in service of that idea of wanting to serve menstruators that I decided to like quit my job and just go for it.
Wow. Okay. So you gave us a lot. And I have like a couple things that I wanted to say. Number one, who knew? And I mean, like, actively tell me in the comments or as you're watching this video when I post it, who knew that there were 30 different types of period products? As soon as you said that, I was like, really? I felt great because I now know of three: pads, tampons, cups. Well, and discs, like cup/disc. And I'm like, look at me. I'm so educated out here. I know all the things. There are 30?
Well, I should say, I thought there were 30. However, I think you're right on your categories for sure. What I learned was the same products, like you can go to any store and most of the brands are selling the exact same products from the same manufacturers. They just put it in a different box.
Got it.
And they say it's different, or they change a little this or I change a little that, but they're not actually different products. And like, when I found that out as a consumer, I felt cheated because I had spent hundreds of dollars.
Got it.
Trying these different products. And I'm like, I don't really feel, I guess I feel less leaking. I guess I feel whatever, but like, girl, pads, a pad's a pad. And for the most part, a cup's a cup's a cup, a tampon's a tampon's a tampon, whichever brand you love, like I'm all for it.
Love it. So, okay. Before we move on, I'm going to take a break really quickly. And we're going to hear from some of our Love Hour sponsors. All right, we are taking a break to hear from one of our Love Hour sponsors, and that is none other than Warby Parker. First of all, these shades, if you're watching on video, super cute, okay? We are wax, vax, taking flights, and we're doing it with a mess-free period per Flex Cups, and these Warby Parker shades, child, got me feeling myself a little bit, I ain't gonna lie to you. This is what it is, okay. Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores by offering sunglasses, eyeglasses, eye exams, and contact lenses. I know my face shape is really weird with some style of sunglasses. And so I'm always nervous about buying sunglasses online because I'm afraid that when I get them, I'm not going to like them. And so Warby Parker is like, we got you, girl. Don't worry about that. They have a try on kit. What you're going to do is take a quiz. You're going to get a kit like this with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different, with 5 different shades, styles. I have this tortoise frame. I have this really cute green frame. I'm not going to show all of them to you guys, but it just is the try-on program, and it allows you to, aren't these cute? Like, you would have never thought, I would have never thought to get green sunglasses, but I think these are so freaking cute. The quality is there. They look amazing. They're super, super stylish. And as you're traveling this year, I know that you're going to want to have a great pair of sunglasses, and Warby Parker is there for you. The try-on program, you get to order 5 pair of glasses to try home for free for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. It ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label. So you get the sunglasses that you want. You get to try them without obligation or risk. And then you get to order the ones that you actually want. And you've had, you know, a pair. I got a ton of different options for me to choose from because I wasn't sure. And, you know, I got some that I wasn't sure I would like just to try them out and to see. And that's the great thing about the Try at Home program. So try 5 pair of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/lovehour. Again, warbyparker.com/lovehour. Try 5 pair of glasses at home for free. All right, let's get back to the show. Okay, we are back. So I will tell a little bit of my story on how I was introduced to the cup. And then we can kind of talk through a lot of like the hesitation, because I'm the friend that's like, oh my God, I love this. Everyone must try it with me. I'm that friend. And so of course there's like a lot of hesitation. So I think going through those fears and hesitations might help people, you know, feel more empowered to go out and try it for themselves. So my husband and I were doing the Love Hour Real Comedians of Social Media tour that, of course, that we toured in 2018, 2019, and then COVID was a hater and stopped us in 2020. And we are traveling basically Thursday night, going to 3 different cities, a city on Friday, a city on Saturday, a city on Sunday, and then we're coming back home on Monday. And we're doing that quite literally every single weekend from January till about the fall, usually August, September timeframe. And all of that traveling, and we're doing meet and greets, and we're going to hotels, and we're going to dinner, and we're doing this, that, and the third, trying to change a pad or a tampon every 4 to 6 hours, depending on your flow, depending on if it's the beginning of, you know, the period or the end of the out. Girl, I was like, first of all, this is too much. And there's a constant, I don't know about anyone else, but you have this constant fear of like, okay, I'm in public, I'm talking, we're doing a thing. If I sneeze, if I laugh and this leaks and I have to walk across the stage, I am going to be mortified. Like, this is just a fear that like is pervasive. Okay. It's just nonstop, and it is always there. When you're traveling, that's like the last thing you want. You can't be at home. You can't like dip yourself in the shower and immediately put your clothes in the washer machine. Like, I have to travel with that. And so I was like, I need something else. And so I was introduced to menstrual cups, and it has been life-changing for me. So one of the things that was like my first fear, hesitation, the first thing that was kind of glaring for me was recognizing how little and how uncomfortable I was, how little I knew about my body and how uncomfortable I was with touching my body. Yeah. So can you go through maybe like kind of the insertion process and maybe give us like female anatomy for dummies?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I'll do my best. If you look at our YouTube, it's the Flex Company YouTube. We have some 3D anatomically correct like plastic models, and we keep it at the office, and it's been closed since March because of COVID. So I don't have it here. So just bear with me for a second. If your vagina is kind of like a cul-de-sac, mm-hmm. right? And it goes up, and then it has a little bowl, and things can't go past your cervix. Your yes. cervix kind of sits here, and your vaginal canal is like down here, and then there's the opening, and then you have your labia on the outside, right?
Okay.
So your cervix has this space around it that's like this little bowl space. And obviously, like if you give birth, your cervix opens, it gets flat and it opens up, and then you have 2 kids. So you know, I had my first daughter in July, so I went all about the
congratulations.
I learned new things about my cervix. It's an amazing, amazing thing. Anyway, so you have this little space in there called the vaginal fornix, and the vaginal fornix has fewer nerve endings than the vaginal canal. And the vaginal canal is obviously very sensitive, and the cervix is very sensitive. So oftentimes, if you're wearing a tampon, let's start with the insertable products.
Okay.
It's naturally hard, right? It's manufactured cotton. And of course, once it gets wet and it expands, it gets a little bit softer, but it's kind of pushing out the walls of your vagina, which for some people can lead to cramping, which for some people can lead to discomfort or dryness. And your body is working so hard to create all kinds of immunity in your vagina to help ward off infections like yeast infections, BV, other things like that. And that's why we take probiotics and we eat yogurt. We talk about our biome and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. Like your vagina is working just as hard as your GI tract, if not harder, especially if you're sexually active. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to keep your flora in balance there. So in terms of, like you mentioned, like the actual products and how they sit inside of the vagina or in the vaginal fornix, mm-hmm. we can start with the cup because that's the main thing you've been talking about. So this is the Flex cup. This is a smaller size. Mm-hmm. It holds about 2 super tampons worth of fluid. I'm currently wearing on my period the larger size, which holds about 3 super tampons worth of fluid. I always recommend beginners start with the smaller size, no matter what brand it is, but you essentially like fold, and there's a million videos on YouTube, not just from us, but from everyone, but you can fold it up so it gets pretty small.
Yep.
And for a first time user, I'd say, put it in warm water first, or use a little bit of lube, like pH balance,
yes.
like lube, like don't use anything crazy that like smells fruity. Just some regular old like KY or IUCVS brand. But you just make it really small and then you kind of insert it and it pops open in your vagina at the base of the cervix.
Yes.
And so you bleed and it collects fluid for up to 12 hours, depending on your flow. So I've got an insanely heavy flow after giving birth. So I'm changing my large cup basically every 2 to 3 hours. Cause I got blood just coming out of there. And I wear like a pad or a liner as a backup just in case, because I tend to like, I'm still learning about my body postpartum.
Yeah.
Pre-baby, I did not have any issues of any kind. I had still had a heavy flow, but my go-to was actually the disc. And this is the Flex disc. I use this at the end of my period or toward the end of my period. And the disc is different than the cup because it gets very thin, thinner than a tampon to insert it. And when you're putting it in, instead of like it sitting in your vaginal canal, you're actually pushing it back and down toward your tailbone. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it opens up inside of your body. And this rim right here uses your body heat to get very soft and fit to your natural shape. Your cervix sits right here in this soft spot. And because it's so soft and thin, you can't feel it at all while you're wearing it. And the vaginal fornix, remember, has fewer nerve endings than the vaginal canal. So you can wear this. It collects blood, again, for up to 12 hours, up to 4 super tampons worth of fluid. So it has quite a large capacity. It expands as you're wearing it. And then to remove it, you pull it straight out and you keep it level to the floor. And I dump either in the toilet or, like you said, if I'm at home, I will change it in the shower.
Okay. So number one is, I hear what people are thinking. Okay. So I'm going to speak hopefully and ask questions on behalf of what I think people are thinking. So the number one thing I think people are thinking is, oh my God, period blood.
Yeah.
So can we go through how much you're actually, or like the average person is actually bleeding? Because you said 3 to 4 super tampons. So that's quite a bit of fluid. Yeah. But yeah. I think people think this is going to look like a murder scene. I'm going to pull this out and I'm going to be in like scream or something. And it's just going to be overwhelming and I can't take it.
Exactly. So one of the big reasons why we make our own products. So these products are patented. So when I was talking about the other products kind of being the same products from the same manufacturers, and they might have slight design changes. These are both patented designs, and they were designed specifically to solve that problem you're talking about of traveling internationally and not having access to like a soap and water, or being in that tiny little airplane bathroom where I have to travel a lot for work. And I'm like, girl, so the disc, they're both separate, but I'll talk about removal for both really quickly. The disc, you can empty it out without using your hands. Sounds crazy, but if you're sitting on the toilet and you pee, you are end up releasing the, it squeezes because you're contracting your muscles. It naturally dumps out hands free. And then you can use a clean finger to pull it out. And of course there's like a little bit of residue in there, but it goes away. We also have removal pouches. So if you really don't have access to like a clean bathroom, you just use this biodegradable pouch to remove it and it flips over and you can't tell what's in it. There's no blood anywhere. So that's a disc. On the cup, number one pain point of cups is that they're slippery and they're hard to remove. And there's usually like a very hard stem. This is made with a loop. And there's two inventors of this product. I'm not one of them, but they both work on my team. And one is a woman named Jane. And Jane has a connective tissue disorder called EDS, which means she was losing the mobility of her hands and couldn't remove her Diva cup. Because it's firm and it's slippery, it's hard, and you pull and it sucks into your cervix and it can hurt. So you got to stick your finger in and like move it around. So she and Andy worked together, who's our head of innovation, to create this mechanism, which is a very easy to put your finger in loop that when you pull it, it breaks the stem and it slides out just like a tampon. It empties itself in the toilet and then you're done. You're good to go. You can put it back in. So the removal part, as long as you're okay seeing blood in the toilet when you're done, the same way you see blood on your pad or blood on your tampon when you're done, you're good to go. But I totally hear you and totally understand that it's like,
it's a mental thing.
It's a mental thing because we were taught when we were little, like hide your tampon, hide your pad. Don't tell anybody you're bleeding. Don't eat these certain foods. Like, don't do this. Don't do that. And that's so ingrained in our culture and like so ingrained in ourselves. But if we can talk about like, I don't know, the blood of Jesus or you know, other types of blood, like blood is a beautiful thing. We have blood when we give childbirth, we donate blood when we go to the American Red Cross. And it's just it takes time, I understand, to like feel comfortable with that aspect, but over time I've found that like even I've become more and more comfortable with blood.
I 100% concur. I'm going to tell you from my own personal experience of using different menstrual cup products and then landing quite literally on flex cups even before, like when the people that do our podcast ads reach out to me, I was like, yes, I use this product specifically. I probably have 3 or 4 at my house and I have boxes of discs that I literally give out to people because I'm having this conversation. If you come to my house, I'm having this conversation. I'm giving you a box of discs and it's just quite literally what it is. And my thing was, and I hear this a lot, it's gonna get stuck.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick it in there and you might have the freak out moment of you're like, oh no, it's not coming out. And because the way that it works is once you insert it and it pops open, it's a vacuum. It's in there, Chad. It ain't going nowhere. And so what I love about the pulley, what do you call it? Cause I just be calling it a pulley string.
No, it's okay. It's just a pull tab. You can call it whatever you want, but it's
okay. So can you show it again at that angle?
Yeah. So you can see here that there's this mechanism that's attached to the side. Again, we're the only cup on the market that does it because it's patented, but if you pull, you can, let's get the light better. If you pull, you can see how it breaks the seal very softly. Right. And so the idea was to make it easy to remove, but frankly, just easy for beginners because most people in the world have literally never tried either of these products. If you've heard of them, you got a crazy friend like Melissa here that's like talking about it all the time. I used to have friends like, why aren't you using Diva Cup? Da, 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 da. I'm like, not for me. Yes. Cool for you. Definitely not for me. but when I tried it, I was like, you know, like I love I can wear it for 12 hours. I love I can't feel it. I love it's better for the environment. But the removal piece, right? But that piece is really critical to get right from a design perspective.
Yeah, I definitely think that that is the number one, two things actually for me personally, two separating factors between FlexFit's cup and everyone else. Number one is that pulley string. It breaks that seal, that vacuum seal, breaks it, and it literally just slides out. The other thing is I am small. Like even when I was pregnant with my kids, I remember my OB saying, has anyone else in your family, has any of the other women in your family delivered naturally, or do they have to have C-sections? Because you were really like, I'm just tiny. And so those other products, the material that they use, it's harder and I feel it more, like they feel like they're bigger in me. And so they're uncomfortable. That's what I'm just going to say. It's a very soft, almost like velvety touch. And so it just feels more comfortable. Listen, I'm giving you my perspective. I'm gonna let you tell from like the engineering perspective. But from a consumer perspective, it feels more comfortable. And I can't feel it, especially as someone who is smaller, narrow, because usually they do it off like, you know, have you had kids? Have you not had kids? And my assumption is because you kind of, your hips expand. And yeah. Go ahead, say it, because this is my guess.
I'm not sure why anyone says that, and I don't know who started saying that, and then everyone just says it all of a sudden. We just recently changed our packaging because we found that it's actually not true.
Well, I'm happy you said that, because I was buying the bigger ones and I was like, these are uncomfortable for me. Over the age, I'm childbearing. Like, I don't understand why they,
I don't understand where that metric ever came from about, like, I was like, does my vagina turn into a pumpkin when I'm 35? Like, I don't get it. But I personally found that my flow got heavier after a child. So I went from using this to the full fit, which is currently in my body. But like I said, I really prefer these toward the middle and end of my period, when my period isn't like gushing, because I personally find these to be a little bit more convenient for me on the go. And I find them to be like even slightly more comfortable than the cup, although the cup is super comfortable. So let me tell you really quickly.
Go through the disc then.
On the disc, girl, this thing really changed my life and changed so many people's lives. And this is our top selling product. We are the originators of the disc, which I'm really proud of. I actually came up with the term menstrual disc back in 2015. I'm like, what are we going to call this thing? Is it a vagina frisbee? I don't think that is going to sell very well. Is it a shower cap for your cervix? I don't know. Anyway, but the disc, so the disc is designed to have a lot of the similar benefits of the cup, in that you can wear it for up to 12 hours, and that it's super comfortable, and that it's body safe. It's not linked to TSS. It doesn't disrupt the pH of your vagina, on and on and on. The core difference between these are A, where it sits inside of your body, which I covered earlier, that this sits in the vaginal canal, and this sits up a little bit higher at the base of the cervix, but on either, your cervix is going to go right, cupping right in it.
Yeah.
But with the disc, you're disposing it after 12 hours. So this is actually, for a tampon or a pad user, often like the less intimidating step toward a more sustainable product. So you end up using about 8 per cycle versus 18 to 24 tampons per cycle, depending on how heavy your flow is. And so you put it in, like I said, if it gets full between changes, you just go to the bathroom and pee, it empties itself out, make sure that it's, use a clean finger to make sure it's placed right, and you go about your day. So that's one big difference. But again, you're creating 60% less waste than traditional period products, because you just use fewer and it's less materials overall. But the other big thing that people love about this, and this is why we went viral on the internet, and TechCrunch said we broke the internet, it's because you can have mess-free period sex with this bad boy. I know a lot of people are like, not about having sex on their period, and that's totally fine. You're like,
sex on your period? No.
Listen, if anybody tried touching me today, I'm not in the mood for it. However, there have been times where I wanted to get down on my honeymoon, I got my period on my wedding day. I had my period. There go your lights. And anyway, this thing, you can have oral or penetrative sex with this in, and it helps block odor. Your part, if you are heterosexual, your partner's not going to be able to feel it.
One of the things really quickly too, okay, I want to make sure y'all heard the main difference. You can have sex on your period with the disc and it is leak free. Okay. The other selling point for both the disc and the cup for me is that the period smell is not there.
Yep.
Please tell us why. Why do we get period smells and why is this different?
All right. Let me get into the hard science. There is bacteria in the air when it starts breaking down the dead tissue. It starts decomposing. That's what creates the smell. You think about your body knows when you smell a fishy smell of an actual fish, that there's bad bacteria in it and you're not supposed to eat it because the air is starting to break down that dead animal, right? Yes. When your body is getting rid of your tissue and the lining in your uterus that's coming outside of your body, and Mother Nature is trying to do her thing and break it down and get it to decompose so it turns back into the earth. So naturally, if your blood, your menses is exposed to oxygen, right, that's when the smell happens. Yes. It's not you. There's nothing wrong with your body. It happens to all of us. But the thing about this and the thing about this is because it creates that seal you were talking about, there's no oxygen coming in. So there's no smell coming out, and it's perfectly safe because they're made out of medical grade materials, the same materials that are used in hospitals for all different types of products.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ladies, I know what y'all like, because we are so trained. First of all, there's so little information known about like the woman's body and even about like women and sex. Like, I'll get on a high horse and on a pedestal and give me the mic and I'll be screaming this from the rooftop. So I won't go into that, but there really is so little. And so growing up, if you smell that, you think, I need to, that's why douching is a thing, because we think, oh my God, I stink. Oh my God. What's wrong with me? Oh God, I need to figure this out. And so you feel like you need to clean your body, and not realizing your vagina, your body, it's self-cleaning. We don't need to all, we be trying to put perfume, smell like flowers and lilies and roses, girl. No, that ain't, it ain't perfume.
Preach. I think we are the same person. This is my thing. And by the way, douches and feminine spray, all that stuff, not regulated by the FDA. Nobody tests that stuff. Wow. They just let it fly off the shelves. And all the retailers know that it sells so well, but it's a business of shame.
It is a business. Say it again, Laura.
It's a business of shame.
Ooh,
it is
that's a good.
Business of shame.
Ooh, that's so good. It is a business of shame. Mm-mm-mm. That's good. So another really great selling point. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, hear from the Love Hour sponsors, and then we'll be back. All right. Now I want to tell you about Green Chef. This week, Kevin is actually out of town. Like I told you guys, he is in Atlanta. And to be honest, I took the time to not cook. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't want to cook. I didn't have to cook. He wasn't home. So I was like, I'm going to make the kids something simple and easy and quick. And Green Chef came through for me. I made the boys the Mediterranean shrimp. It came with sun-dried tomatoes, zucchini, bell peppers, olives, and it was just a great meal that was quick, fast, and easy. We just came from out of town, and then Kevin went out of town again, so I didn't have time to go to the grocery store. And listen, tell true shame devil, I didn't want to go to the grocery store. You know, going to the grocery store is a whole event. It's a whole task. It's a whole situation. And I just didn't have the energy for it. So having Green Chef at my door with options that were really good for my kids, taste good for my kids, pre-portioned, quick 30-minute meals, generally speaking, it was just really, really simple. And Green Chef, you know, they make it really easy to feel great about what you're eating and how it got to my table, because they're very sustainable. And more than anything, it's just easy. Okay. Like, again, It makes making your food at home easy, fast, and it's delicious. And you do it without the guilt of ordering out because it's still a home cooked meal. So to take advantage of this offer, you're going to go to greenchef.com/90lovehour and use code 90lovehour to get $90 off, including free shipping. Again, go to greenchef.com/90lovehour and use code 90lovehour to get $90 off, including free shipping. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. All right, now I want to tell you about Thrive Cosmetics, and that is a cosmetics brand that was made with a cause. So it literally is spelled with cause in the title and not just like cosmetics. They are a brand that has a bold mission that's truly bigger than beauty. For every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women thrive, women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, or fighting cancer, and so much more. I personally have used their Liquid Lash Extension Mascara. It is great because it mimics the look of lash extensions without the damaging effects of glue or expensive salon prices. Not only that, but lash extensions, in addition to being expensive, they're time consuming. Okay. They take about 2 hours. And unless you're going to get a fill, but even then, I'm one of those people that is very heavy into like the self-care world of like facials and waxing and all this, that, and the third, getting my nails done, getting my toes done, getting my hair done. And so that always equals a ton of time spent doing things for like, you know, care, self-care. And sometimes I just want something that's quick, fast, and easy. And so that's when their Liquid Lash Extension Mascara comes through. It is great. It is black, honey. I love me a great black mascara. It is not bulky. It's not going to leave your lashes clumped together. These are all the things that I need when I'm talking about mascara. Okay. So that is the product that I use the most and the most consistently. And I am a fan. The Liquid Lash Extension Mascara has more than 11,800 five-star reviews and is the winner of Allure Beauty Best of Beauty 2020 Award. In addition to their Liquid Lash Extension, they also have the Brilliant Eye Brightener. Your girl is closing in on 40. So anything that's going to make me look young and fresh and like I got 8 hours of sleep, I'm always down for. And their lip treatment that nourishes and restores dull, dehydrated lips and gives them a glam, glossy look without feeling sticky. I love everything about Thrive Cosmetics. Their products are the best I've ever used, and their bigger than beauty mission is truly inspiring and something really easy to get behind. You're going to love them as much as I do. Visit thrivecosmetics.com/love for 15% off your first order. This is an exclusive offer that you can only get here. That's Thrive, CAUSEMETICS. That's Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/love for 15% off your first order. One more time, thrivecosmetics.com/love. And now let's get back to the show. All right, we are back. And we ended on the note of the business of shame, child. That's going to stay with me forever. That was really good. That was a whole entire bar that I hope y'all heard for real, for real.
I have a lot of feelings about it.
So girl, you and me both, child. You and me both. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We had a couple questions that I wanted to go over. If there are questions from our Patreon audience that we didn't answer, although listen, I think we did a pretty good job over here. Okay, we did a pretty good job. But if there are questions we didn't answer specifically about like how to insert it or any of those things, feel free to ask them. But I do have some questions that were posed to me from my book club that I'm going to go over. So the first question is from Allie Meadows, and she says, it's a bit unclear about the 12-hour usage. The directions say don't use for more than 12 hours. Does that mean I dump it and insert it again for another 12, or do I need to only use it for 12 hours a day?
Got it. It's different for the cup and for the disc. They're both regulated by the FDA. They're type 2 medical devices. So they're very, very strict and very clear on what we can and cannot say for instructions for use. So I'll start with the cup. We say it can be worn for up to 12 hours because after a while, you're going to want to empty it out, right? And it's been tested, and that's the 12-hour number is what the FDA tells us that we need to market it as, and how we give instructions for use. I would say, depending on your flow, like me right now, I've got that insanely heavy flow after having my baby. I've got to change it more frequently, like every 3 or 4 hours. But that is because only on my first day, I just have a super heavy flow. So listen to your body, but you're not going to want to leave it in for more than 12 hours. After 12 hours, take it out. I actually had to go and grab this from my bath, and this is our foaming wash. It's pH balanced. This lovely little foam that sticks right in here.
I don't have that, Lauren. Let me see it again.
My favorite thing.
Oh, I don't have that. I'm gonna get that. I be boiling mine.
You can boil it. It'll erode a little bit faster if you're like constantly boiling. I just wash it with hot water and this stuff. This is made, it's plant-based. It has aloe in it, lavender in it, grapefruit, citrus. And apple cider vinegar. So it's like very natural and clean. Anyway, just rinse it out with some hot water and you'll be good. On the disc, again, listen to your body, know your flow. I do recommend using like that dumping method that I talked about earlier of just going to the bathroom to pee and letting the blood come out of it. But after 12 hours, you're going to dispose of this. You're not going to reuse it. You're not going to rinse it and reuse it. It is not tested for that. It is not that's not what it's used for. So this fully reusable, this disposable, right? And I say for like people that travel a lot or on the go, or like maybe you're at school or at work and you don't have a private bathroom, you can like rinse out your cup. This is a great solution.
Got it. The great thing, I know people are always very fearful of that. Like, what if I have to do it in public? I think if, once you understand your flow, you can just time it. I do have a flow even on my first day with the cup and the disc. Honestly, I can do the 12 hours. So okay. I'm a once in the morning and once before I go to bed, and then once in the morning and then once before I go to bed. Like that's just kind of the way that I do it. And therefore I'm not stuck on like, I'm in public, what am I gonna do? But that's just my flow. So you do have to, as Lauren said, learn your body, understand what works for you and kind of what your change cycle is, like your change cadence. But for me, if I do right before I leave in the morning, I don't have to worry about it again until I take a shower at night.
Yeah. Yeah. And I tell people that are first time users to just put on a pad or put on a liner as backup, just in case you have that like mental, like confidence, you're like, all right. Not that most people need to change it more than every 12 hours, but every flow is different, just like what you said.
Yeah, love it. Okay, Sheridan wants to know, and you grew up churchy girl, so this might hit a nerve for me and you. can women who are virgins wear the cup?
Yes, absolutely. You absolutely can. You can wear the cup or the disc. It does not change your virginity status. It does not change your anatomy. You're 100% able to use it. 100% able to use it. That's a really a frequently asked question. So I'm glad. Thank you, Sheridan, for asking it.
Great. Queen Kiara says, okay. Oh, I have a tilted uterus. I tried the disc and ended up in the ER. The cup wasn't as bad, but I don't know if they're for me. So the real question is, if you have, I'm not quite sure the ER part, but the tilted uterus part, how do you navigate that with the cup or the disc?
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, I'm really sorry to hear that you went to the ER, and I hope it wasn't one of our discs. That's super scary and sounds really traumatic. So I hope everything is okay. It sounds like hopefully it is based on that you're asking this question. So here's the thing. It's extremely unusual for the disc to get stuck. It really can't get stuck. That said, I'm not invalidating your experience of having to go to the ER to help get it out because you have a tilted uterus. Now, uteri, I don't know the plural, can tilt different ways.
Uteruses.
uterus this is.
Yeah.
You have a tilted uterus. It can tilt in a number of different ways, anterior, posterior, and I don't know what the left and right, what you call it. If that's you, we have a large number of customers that have tilted uterus, a tilted uterus. I would say take it to your doctor either. Yeah. Take it to your doctor and this still has foam in it.
I love
it. Take it to your doctor and ask your doctor if it's right for you. Don't try it at home on your own. If you're not sure if you have a tilted uterus, a lot of people don't find out that they have a tilted uterus until they get pregnant or until they're trying to get pregnant and they learn about this. But take it to your doctor and just ask and say, is this right for me? Is this okay for me? And they'll let you know. But we do have a large number of customers who weren't able to use other products because they had a tilted uterus. So I think it depends on your own unique anatomy, what would work for you.
Got it. And I think the number one thing there is to have a conversation with your doctor. I think we are also can be a little embarrassed around this. So I think being able to ask your doctor like, hey, I'm interested in this product and help having them kind of help steer you and how to do that, I think would be really beneficial. The other thing is, can you speak, this is off the dome a little bit, Lauren, so I don't mean to put you on the spot. If you have a high cervix, does that change at all the insertion?
So your cervix moves around on different days of your flow. I don't know if you knew this or not.
I think I did only because I was like, I feel like I did the same thing last time and this time it's not working the same.
Yeah. It moves around. It moves around based on a lot of different things. Sometimes it's high, sometimes it's low. Some people have it's just naturally higher for the most part. You have a very high cervix. I would recommend the cup, probably not the disc. If you're not sure, you should be able to feel your cervix. If you use like your long finger, you should be able to feel like a squishy part. So if you were just sitting on the toilet and relaxing your muscles and stick a finger slowly straight in and back and down, you'll hit like a soft, squishy, spongy thing. And that's your cervix. So if you can't naturally reach and feel your cervix, I would not recommend doing a disc, but that's super, super rare. But the one nice thing about this cup that's now all soapy is this pull tab is adjustable. So you could see right now, I just made it longer, but I didn't break the seal yet.
Oh,
I didn't break that. Yeah, it's actually adjustable for different lengths, different vaginal lengths, right? So if your cervix is high, that means that you have a longer vagina. If your cervix is low, it means you have a shorter vagina. It sounds so weird to say shorter vagina. So I'm like,
or vaginal canal.
Vaginal canal.
Yeah.
But again, like all of us, our cervix moves around. So you just test it out on different days.
Got it. And I still use like a panty liner for mine. Most of the time I really don't even need to, but I think mentally, I feel like that's the right thing to do. But there is something really special about wearing a disc or a cup and your underwear are uncinched.
Yeah.
They Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay. They go through and they come out and you don't even smell a cinch. Okay, it's something, just something anointed about this situation. I'm trying to tell y'all, my hair is doing everything it want to do. I'm trying to tell y'all, it is absolutely 100% life-changing. We have a few more questions and then I'm gonna let you go, Lauren, unless you had something else you wanted to say. Okay, how do you choose a size? But I think you pretty much answered that, but it came up again. So I don't know if maybe there's something more we should answer.
Yeah, so this is one size fits all. That's it, easy. There's no age. We have people as young as 13 using the product. We have people that are premenopausal using the product. We have virgins. We have moms who have a bunch of kids. We have people who've never had kids, all different types of people. On the cup, you will notice on our packaging, does not talk about childbirth, does not talk about age or vagina, does not turn into a pumpkin. For the smaller size, slim fit, we say light to medium flows, first time cup users, start with the smaller size. You can always supersize later. Full fit, which isn't, I say supersize, it's just a joke. It's not that much bigger. It has capacity of one more tampon than the smaller one. So this holds three super tampons. The smaller holds two super tampons. But it's just, if you have a heavier flow, you're going to want to use the bigger one. Or if your anatomy is, if you're very narrow or very petite, you might want to start with the smaller size. And if your flow is very heavy, you might just want to change it more frequently, but it should not feel uncomfortable when it's in. If either of these products feel uncomfortable when inserted, take it out, take a deep breath, try it again a little bit later. It should not feel uncomfortable at all. You should not be able to feel it.
That's actually, for me, one of the first indications that I don't have it in correctly is if I can feel it. Because honestly, you don't feel it.
You don't feel it. If something is bumping up against your cervix, like your cervix is so sensitive, it's covered in nerve endings, right? It's there for pleasure and it's also there for childbirth, but it will hurt if something is pressing up against it the wrong way.
Yeah, it absolutely will. But don't let that scare you off. Use that as an indication you just don't have it in correctly.
Yeah, like, and it's not like, oh my God, that hurts so bad. It's like, oh, it feels a little bit crampy, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Something doesn't feel quite right.
Yeah. And just use that literally as an indication. And Catherine is putting in the chat right now their YouTube channel. I have included their YouTube channel in the book club link. Every time someone has questions, I always link that. It's literally saved in one of my, you can create folders on YouTube. I have one literally called like menstrual cups or something like that. And I have that video saved because at the very beginning of my like menstrual cup journey, I needed to be reminded how to insert it. And they do a really good job. It starts like, if you're looking at it from this way, and then it takes you on this journey, like up and through, and then it gives you like this cross section. It's a really good visual for like what's going on in your body and then how to insert it, because there is a learning curve, but once you got it, you'll never go back. I tell you that.
I mean, that's why we have the number one selling alternative period product brand in the United States. Because I think we take a lot of time to educate people, but we also make sure that the products themselves are foolproof for beginners, because most people haven't tried it. Most people are afraid to try it. I totally get it. But there's reasons why all your friends like Melissa, who are converts, like never stop talking about it, because it really is that good.
Yeah, it really is. We're going to take one last break to hear from the Love Hour podcast sponsors, and then we're going to close out with maybe three or four more questions, and then we done. All right, we're going to close out the show to tell you about Ana Luisa. That's Ana Luisa. That's A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. This is a jewelry company with jewelry pieces starting at $39 with a more beautiful story from beginning to end. We all know, I wish I would have worn them today, but I will definitely wear them so you guys can see them. I just received them, the rings yesterday. We all know that the like fashion jewelry is really in on your fingers, and you can stack your rings. That's like a really cool, very trendy look in right now. And I always want pieces that look substantial and look really nice, but aren't very expensive. And Ana Luisa ticks off all of those boxes, and you will get 10% off with my code LOVEHOUR. Ana Luisa jewelry is, first of all, it's chic. It's timeless. They have quality. They look very luxurious and expensive, but very friendly on your wallet at the same time. And it's very in and trendy. Like, you can capitalize on the trend right now without breaking the bank, but still looking like you have really nice looking jewelry. Ana Luisa releases new jewelry every Friday. These pieces are a treat for yourself and your loved ones. And pieces start at only $39. And for a great piece of jewelry, $39 is a steal. And you will get 10% off with my code LOVEHOUR. Go to analuisa.com/LOVEHOUR and treat yourself and your loved ones, and use my code LOVEHOUR for 10% off. I absolutely recommend them. They're a great brand making beautiful, sustainable jewelry. And please go check them out at analuisa.com/LOVEHOUR. Use code LOVEHOUR for 10% off. One more time, A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A L-U-I-S-A. And now let's get back to the show. And we are back. Lauren, this is a great question. I now know I need to go out and buy your foam wrap. So I will be doing that. But one of the questions someone asked is, are you guys going to come out with panty liners? Maybe not. Maybe it seems the antithesis of what you're trying to do, but I don't know.
Well, we know that the majority of our customers, like the number one product our customers buy when they purchase either these products, I'm like really playing around here, our pads are panty liners. So it's something that is not off of my list.
Okay. Okay. But
I'm not making tampons.
Listen, one of my fears, again, listen, I'm telling y'all all the tea on how I went through this. One of my fears that I had while wearing tampons was toxic shock syndrome, TSS. I don't know why, but once I learned about it, it plagued my mind. I was thoroughly convinced I was going to be the person to wind up with toxic shock syndrome. Like, I was thoroughly convinced. So just the idea that you can sleep in this, and there's a certain like peace of mind knowing that that's not a fear that comes with wearing the disc or the cup.
Yeah.
So yes, one of these questions is, can you sleep with them? Absolutely. I recommend it because, again, listen, we've all woken up and was like, oh crap, I gotta go to the bathroom right now because it didn't go as planned last night. And to not have that experience, listen, I'm trying not to be graphic, but y'all know what I'm talking about, okay?
Yeah. Who has time to do extra sheets in the morning? I woke up this morning, so yesterday was the first day of my period. I put in my full cup last night. I put in a panty liner as a backup. I woke up this morning, I went to the bathroom, I looked down, and it was crystal clear. And I was like, oh, yes, because I just washed my sheets yesterday. I'm like, I do not miss that feeling of like, but you wake up in the middle of the night, you're like, ooh.
And listen, and we all have period panties, because you know, those are the ones. Listen, you don't get rid of them, throw them in the garbage. You don't have to do this no more. It's life changing. I'm trying to help you. Listen, Lauren came on here and said she ain't trying to convince y'all. I am the proxy that is. Lauren cannot. She has a business. I don't. So like, I'm here to advocate. Like, you guys literally do the things. All right, we got like maybe one or two more. Okay, for new users, you said you suggest the disc.
Yeah, I do suggest the disc. It's a nice way to practice and get the hang of it. And I think you can buy them at Target or CVS for like, I think $14. And you get to, you can practice with it, get the hang of it. You don't need to worry about rinsing it out, which I know for a lot of first-time cup users, it's like a big, it's like, I have to use my hand to put it in and I have to rinse it out. Like, two things. No, at least with this, you're learning to put it in and take it out and you'll see what you think. And if you love it and you're like, okay, now I'm ready for my training wheels to come off and I'm ready to ride my big girl bike. Like, you can go and try the cup.
Okay.
But really, either are fine to start, but a lot of beginners start with the disc.
What's interesting is I did start with the disc initially. I didn't realize that was kind of the natural, the way people normally or typically would do it, but I absolutely 100% started off with the disc first, and then I, you know, kind of graduated to the cup. But I still keep the disc handy. I think now I don't know. There's something about that cup that once it's in there, you be feeling like, girl, give me my gold star. I'm like, yes, child, this thing is in here. I feel good about it. All right. One last question. Will you be dry during sex? Will you be dry during sex using the disc?
No, ma'am, you will not. And it's even better than like taking out your, again, because tampons are absorbing all the fluid that is naturally occurring in your vaginal canal. So all that natural lubrication, all those good juju juice that your vagina is working to make all gets absorbed with the disc. You still have your vaginal canal is free and clear. So all of that natural lubrication and everything is still happening in there. So it's not getting blocked along with your menstrual fluid.
Yeah. It almost, the way you just described it made me think that it's not disrupting the natural flow of what would have happened, because all it's doing is collecting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Is that accurate?
Exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah. Okay. Letting your body kind of do its own thing. And for a lot of people tell us that their periods end up like being shorter. That's not scientifically proven. It's just like what customers have told me. My sisters have told me this as well. My period with tampons before would be about a week, and now it's about 4 days.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know, like, we don't have any data. I'm like, why is this? Is it because it's just collecting instead of kind of like blocking? Like, I haven't been able to figure that one out yet. If you figure that out, Melissa, you gotta let me know.
Listen, girl, I'm trying to join the team over here. this is actually a really great question, and I never asked this, and Catherine's telling me, I think, to ask it. One of my friends has an IUD. Can she use these products? I think that is a great question.
Such a good question. I actually had an IUD when I started the company. The answer is yes, but talk to your doctor. Talk to your doctor. With any insertable thing, anything that you put inside of your vagina, there's always a risk that you can dislodge your IUD. It's extremely rare. Extremely rare. However, it can happen. It can happen with a tampon. It can happen with a sex toy. It can happen with your own hands. Like, it can happen in a variety of different things. So I just say, read the instructions for use, check with your doctor. But yes, generally you can use our products with an IUD.
Okay. Love that. Thank you for that question. Because I'm out of the phase of bearing children, so it didn't occur to me. So that was a really great question. Okay, Lauren, listen, honey child, this has been fantastic. I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. I hope you have. I know you have the box. Do you mind showing people the
But yeah, you can find this at CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid. Same thing with, I don't have the box of these right now, or you can find them on our website, which is flexfits.com. And our social media is just at flex. So if you don't remember the website, find us on Instagram. It's just flex.
Okay. And I do not remember the Love Hour discount code, but Catherine, do you know it by chance? I want to see if she puts it in here, because if you guys, here it is. 10%. Okay. The code is Love Hour. So go to flexfits.com, use code Love Hour, and you can redeem it using our code. And that'll let Lauren know, and all the powers that be know, that, you know, we got some buying power over here. Okay. Thank you so very much. I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. I hope that you did as well. And even I learned a lot, and I'm like super excited about this stuff. So any conversation about it, I'm always like, yeah.
I love it. I'm here for it. You've been such a gracious hostess. Thank you so much for having me. I had a blast. And thank you so much to everyone in the audience that asked such thoughtful, interesting questions today.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. And to everyone else, we see you next episode. Bye.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.